now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and today's program is going to be a good one. We're going to talk about stress. Stress. And I dare say that it's a very, very important topic, and you're going to hear some things here that you're not going to hear anywhere else, because I go in depth, right to the root of the problem. And if you have ears to hear and you have an open mind, you may discover here the secret that you've been looking for. Now, let's begin by saying that, let me see if I can describe to you why we are so sensitive to stress. It has to do with trauma. Now, for example, there are big traumas and little traumas, but trauma is trauma. And maybe you can remember when you were a child, somebody said something to you, and you've never forgotten it as long as you lived. It sticks in your craw. And years later, you still remember when a schoolmate said you were dumb, or a teacher said you were going to be a failure, or a parent said something. And it was a trauma. You were sensitive to that, and then you were sensitized by it. You were sensitized by that. So now, years later, 20 years later, or 50 years later, if you hear someone say the same thing to you, it's very painful. Now, that is what trauma is. A lot of people go to war. Nice young man or a nice young lady goes off to war, and the things that they see there traumatize them. Now, I will say that there is protection against trauma. I'll talk about it later, but let me just give you a little hint right now as to what that protection is. It's called faith and love. Faith and love. You see, for example, the little child, or the young person, or the young man, or the young lady, or the older person who has a very solid faith is not shaken, see. In other words, here's another thing. If you have good self-confidence, then you're not shaken by one little setback. But if you don't have self-confidence, then a little setback could shake you, see. Now, we humans, we all have something called an ego. So if somebody says you're dumb, you're stupid, you're no good, you know, you're not as good as this person, you see, those type of things. We tend to be shaken by those remarks because of our ego. We have an inherited pride. And this pride is the bastion, is that in which we take some kind of security. But it's a very wobbly security indeed, a very, very wobbly security. Wouldn't it be much better if we had a better source of security? Now, so let me continue now with this idea. Now, can you see then that trauma is things that we see, things that we hear, see? But it doesn't have to phase us. Let me give you an example. A little kid watching television all alone, and there's something scary on there. Something scary scares him, and then he has nightmares over, and so on and so forth. Could stick with him for a long time. Okay? Another little child is watching the television, and people are around him, and they're all reacting to the scary thing. Oh, look what happened. Oh, look what happened. How terrible this is. See? So he begins to react, too. You see how that occurs. Another little child is sitting there with a parent, a very calm parent, a very calm mom, a very calm dad. And something is on TV, and mom and dad is there, and mom and dad is not emotional and not fazed by it whatsoever. And the little child sees that it doesn't bother her mommy or daddy, and so the little child feels secure and safe, and that child is not traumatized by what he saw. Are you with me? All right. So I've given you some hints. I've described some situations. Now perhaps you can just see the basis of stress for humans. Let's take a little break. Listen to this important message, please. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by Talking Real Player or Windows Media Format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Now, while you're listening, now that I've got your attention, and I have answers. I'm not going to get to the answers right now, although I've already given you a hint. I talked about faith. And I talked about love. But before I get to those, let me just mention who I am. My name is Roland. I've been on the air for 20 years. This is a labor of love. Would you believe that I do not work for the station? I do not work for the station. I don't get paid for this. As a matter of fact, I pay for the airtime. I buy the airtime. And I've been doing this for 20 years. And I have a wonderful website, a beautiful meditation, stress-reducing meditation. And I've written several books, excellent, excellent books. All of these are available for a small amount. And the meditation, the short version of the meditation, I give it away for free. And all of my articles on my blogs and website, they're all free. It's all free, so you can get everything you need from here, listening to me, reading my articles, getting the meditation for free. But I have also published some beautiful, beautiful, very handsome books, and they are not very costly, but I have to charge a little bit because it costs me to print them up, you see. So you can order some wonderful books. I have them through Cafe Press. All you have to do is go to my website. Basically, RolandTrujillo.com, RolandTrujillo.com. And you can order the books. But at any rate, I want to say that I am here, and I've been doing this for 20 years. I have been doing this. So this is a labor of love. This is not, I'm not doing this, see, to make a whole bunch of money. And that's a very important thing because, of course, it would be nice if somebody helped me. Of course, and there have been people that helped me. But it's very important. You know why? Because a lot of people have been traumatized by someone who took advantage of them. Someone who lied to them, someone who thought loved them, someone who thought cared for them. Later they found out that person was using them, taking advantage of them, or, see, lying to them, putting them on and so forth. See, so they don't have trust. A lot of people have gotten involved with some organized religion only to be taken advantage of or to be betrayed. So they don't have any trust. They don't even trust their parents, a lot of people. Look, their mom is there, but mom is upset and nervous, and life is tough for mom, but they love mom, okay? But dad, what about dad? Well, dad is gone. See, dad is gone somehow. He betrayed them. Or dad is there, but he's weak. But the point is that they don't trust. See, so it's very important that somebody like me be here year after year. Year after year, I am here, see, offering my service, giving away my service, pouring my heart out, and for what? So for the pure love of truth, for the love of what I'm saying, for the love of others. And I want nothing, I ask for nothing in return. See, you can listen to this program, you can glean the benefit. If you send me an email and say, thanks, Roland, or send me a letter, thank you, Roland, or, later on when you're back on your feet and everything's fine, you send me some money and say, thanks, Roland, here's some money so you can stay on the air and help other people. Well, that's very nice. Otherwise, I don't need to hear from you. I'm just glad. I mean, it's good for you if you say, thank you, Roland. Gratitude, see, is a very beautiful thing. But if I don't hear from you and you're helped, well, I'm glad that you see what I mean? So, now that I've said that, let's continue with stress. So, I said earlier that that certain things protect us from stress. See, we're not like dogs. Incidentally, today I had a business activity. There was a nice man there, and he had a little fox terrier dog. And he said, oh, the dog got involved with a raccoon and got hurt quite badly. And he showed me the dog had stitches all over its head and around its ear, got tore up by the raccoon very badly. But now the dog is recovering very nicely, thank you. But it was, you know, it was a big deal. But the dog is not resentful. The dog is not resentful about what happened. It's not a stress for the dog. Yes, there was a physical stress involved of being hurt, and you know, the body had to recover. But there was not a mental stress, not a psychic stress. See, the dog is happy-go-lucky, just like before. See, but we humans, why are we stressed extra, or why are we stressed by something that's not a physical stress? I mean, you could understand why freezing cold or you know, heat or some toil, you know, having to work real hard. You can see how those would be stressful to the body. But why would we be stressed if we're just sitting around relaxing and everything's nice and we have plenty to eat and we have a nice roof over our head and then somebody says, you know, you're a jerk, you're a fool, you're no good. Why would that stress us? You see what I mean? See? Or we hear something somewhere and it stresses us. Well, it's because we react. We react emotionally and we react, you could say, psychically to what we hear, see? See how that works? All right, so if you could learn not to react, if you could learn to, for example, to, if somebody said something to you that was mean, if you could hear the mean remark, see, perhaps even feel the pain of them saying something mean about you, but resent them, not hate them, not judge them, see? Then you would be okay. If someone did something to you, you know, they stole your bike or something, well, you could feel the pain of having your bike stolen. But, you know, you don't like it, you don't like having your bike stolen, but if you don't hate them, if you don't resent them, see, then you're okay. See what I mean? If you can go into a situation where people are doing bad, you see people doing bad things, you know, you go to work at a company and you see the bosses are taking advantage and they don't really care about the employees. And there's total injustice. The worst people are promoted and the best people are not promoted. And the whistleblower is fired and the boss is taking advantage and he gets paid far more than he should. You see what I mean? You see all this injustice. If you can see that, see that it's injustice. I mean, don't doubt yourself. That's a trauma too. See that it's injustice, but don't resent the people. See? Don't resent them. Don't hate them. Don't judge them. Don't become bitter. Don't become angry. Don't become bitter. See what I mean? Then you'd be okay. That doesn't mean you have to stay there. You could go. You could stay a little while to earn your paycheck. Or you could find another job. See what I mean? But the important thing is not to overreact, and especially not to resent. You could even go to a situation where there's a war, where you see very bad things happening. You don't like them, of course. And they can be very painful. But just don't hate people. Don't hate people. See? Then you'll be safe. So now do you see that with humans there's like three levels. There's the physical level, there's the emotional level, and then there's the psychological level. You could even call it, and then you could even say the psychic level, because four levels. But by far the most important for us is the, you know, psychic, the emotional, mental and psychic. Don't resent people. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. Now, before I get too far afield, let me mention that this program comes to you every Saturday morning at this time. I encourage you to listen in because you're not going to get this anywhere else, or very few places. Very few. See, I'm bringing religion, I'm making religion alive. I'm bringing it right down to earth, making it relevant and practical. See? All right. Now, so if you would like to benefit from my understanding, see if it awakens understanding in you. See, that's what you need, is understanding. See? And a little bit of faith and patience with people. Now, let's look at understanding, how it can help you. If you can see, really see, that somebody that's being mean to you or cruel to you, if you can see that someone did it to them, someone did it to them, now they're turning around and doing to you what was done to them. If you can see that inside they're hurting, they feel, but they don't feel good about themselves. They may even hate themselves. If you can see, they may not even realize what they're doing. See? What did Christ say at the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See? So if you can have that kind of an attitude, that doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't mean you have to put on rose-colored glasses and pretend that they're wonderful, pretend not to see what they're doing. It doesn't mean that. It just means don't resent them, don't hate them. If you can see that they too are victims, see, but you don't feel sorry for them, but you have a compassion. In other words, you don't hate them. See? You see how that understanding is a protection? See? Can you see how that's a protection? That's very, very important. All right. Now, having said that, if you want to avail yourself some of my lectures and of my books and of my articles and my blog posts and my books and everything, well, then go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. Common Sense Counseling with an O-R-G. This morning I accidentally went to commonsensecounseling.com myself. It's one of these... they're holding it for somebody to buy it. So I don't have it. Wished I had. Years ago it was available, and I wasn't smart. I didn't get it. So forget about that one. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. If you can't remember that, go to coachroland.com. Coachroland.com. And avail yourself of the things that I have to offer. Become acquainted with them. See, you might even try the meditation. Listen to it, in other words. Just listen to it. Could be very helpful. See? Now, I think you will see, if you think back on your past, that a lot of times the trauma that we have is that the other thing is that our leaders are weak. See, a lot of our leaders, they betray us. We trust them. When we're little children, we trust our parents. We trust them. We're very trusting. Slowly but surely we start to be betrayed by others. Betrayed even by a parent. A terrible thing. Betrayed by teachers or others, see? It's even a betrayal if they pretend that they care, but then you find out they don't really care. Or they pretend that they know, but you find out they don't really know. Things like that. Those are all betrayals, see? And so we become cynical, see? So we begin to think that, well, there's nothing but betrayal out there. And so that causes us then to become destabilized. So when the vicissitudes of life come along, we don't have a trust, a belief, a trust in something good. And so we become destabilized. But, this is a big but, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. Stay tuned, I have a very important thing to tell you. Hello, some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Roland Trujillo. Listen in every week. I'll be here as long as I can. The economy is not good, and obviously, but I'll be here as long as I can. Now, before I was saying that we are betrayed by other people. And if we're not betrayed, then we begin to see people's weaknesses as we get older. For example, you go out with, you know, you have boys, and then you see a boyfriend or a husband, you know, or, boyfriend, and he takes advantage, and you see just like an animal, and maybe your dad was like an animal, and then you begin to see that a lot of men are like animals, so you begin to judge them. The trouble is it gives you a sense of superiority, so you can judge them and feel superior to them. See? Likewise, other people, you begin to see them, you begin to see people's selfishness and their greediness and their errors and their gullibility and so forth. You begin to judge them, see? And that judgment then makes your ego feel secure in judgment. But I say, and then here's the beautiful thing I wanted to share with you before we run out of time, and that is that there's an upside to being betrayed or fooled or disappointed, see, by other people. See, people aren't perfect. What do we say? Nobody's perfect. We say that about ourselves, don't we? When we do something wrong, we say, nobody's perfect. Well, why don't you start saying that when other people do something wrong? When your husband makes a mistake, or your boyfriend, or your mom, or your dad, or your neighbor, or your boss, or your coworker, when they make a mistake, then just say, nobody's perfect. See? Not making an excuse for them, but so you don't resent them or judge them. See them as being human, see? But the upside to being betrayed and fooled by other people is that you learn not to put faith in them, and then it leads to a temporary instability. But if through a searching for truth, see, if you were to find the truth within, you were to find a rapport with, you were to find your Creator, see, you were to find God. Not just, going in to a service and becoming all emotional and singing songs and then stepping forward and, you know, not that sort of thing, but through a deep personal journey and suffering and questioning and yearning, if your yearning would begin to see deep in your heart the beautiful truths, such as you heard when you were a child and you wanted to believe, but you just didn't. You couldn't, you weren't ready yet. If you were to find God and then have trust in Him, in His goodness, wouldn't that be beautiful? Then you would have something solid. You would have a real faith, not an emotional one, not a phony one, not a faith in other people. See, people have feet of clay. Most likely people will betray you. They have feet of clay. So if you don't trust in them, it doesn't mean you're cynical or you hate them or that you're suspicious so much, but you just don't put your faith in them anymore. If people are nice, well, that you're glad. And if they're not nice, well, they weren't nice. See what I mean? That would be a very beautiful thing. So there's an upside to all these things that happen to us in life, in that it leads some of us to search. To search. We keep searching. You know, you think you find the truth in one organization or through one person or through one this or one that, and then you find out that there's parts of it that are nice, but something is still missing. It's just not quite right. So you keep searching. Well, wasn't that like the three bears? One of the bears kept searching. You know, one porridge was too hot and one was too cold. And see, finally you find one that's just right. And when you find it, you recognize it. And you're glad and full of joy. See? You're glad and full of joy. All right. So if you haven't found it yet, well, Rejoice. It's still there. Keep looking. You haven't found it. Keep looking. See? Then your faith will be in something that is noble, that is good, that is pure, that is honorable. See? That won't disappoint you. That's a very beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland Trujillo. Please listen to this message. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Well, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. You see, I turn the microphone on. I don't have prepared notes. I search my heart, and then what comes forth from the goodness of my heart, because I have found this, well, this domain, this spiritual dimension from which good comes. And I bring it forth. I speak spontaneously, and there it is. It is for you to hear, and it's in the air, and then it's gone. But when you hear it, and you know that it's true. See, well, that's the light in me, see? And the light in you recognizes what I'm saying. So the light is in you. You just need to find it. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.